This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It appears lawmakers are getting back to work today. This morning, Senate Revenue and Fiscal Affairs will be amending and voting on HB 2, the capital outlay bill.
It is unusual for HB 2 to come to this committee without HB 3 following closely behind.
But HB 3, the funding bill for state construction work, is still pending action on the House floor. Revenue and Fisc Chair J.P. Morrell has filed his own backup.
Senate Bill 14 is a duplicate of HB 3.
Because at this point, when it comes to House Ways and Means Chairman Neil Abramson, trust appears to be an issue. His own colleagues are having trouble with that. Four of them, Republicans Chris Broadwater and Patrick Connick, and Democrats Walt Leger and Sam Jones, filed their own versions of the capital outlay bill. Jones doesn't mince words.
When it comes to a matter of trust, trust is at a premium here right now.
Jones tried last week to get his version of the capital outlay bill through committee, just in case. But with Abramson controlling the committee that moves revenue-raising measures and only one-third of the needed funding advancing, even New Roads Democrat Major Tebow was urging Jones to back off.
We've got to have trust in our colleagues on the House side as well as on the Senate side. We've got to trust that the process works, and I'm willing to do that because I think it's the right thing.
Jones' response?
The trust that we've lost is the trust of the people of the state.
Abramson's committee is meeting this afternoon at 1 to vote on just one more revenue-raising measure. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.